Hi everyone. Lot couldn't make a decision to save his life. He loved the Lord and he loved life. He loved his social life, his city life, his life of luxury. And he felt pulled in two opposite directions. On one hand, he wanted to be a man of God, like his uncle Abraham, who served God all his life and God blessed him in all he did. On the other hand, he wanted to be a man of the people, everybody's friend. The problem was that the people had rejected God. Sodom and Gomorrah had a reputation for ungodliness, for selfishness and injustice. And lawlessness and sexual depravity had become the norm, whilst false religions were practiced instead of worshipping the living God. Lot was confused. God was not confused. God had judged that the wickedness was intolerable and would have to be destroyed as an example to others. However, since he'd made a promise to Abraham that he wouldn't destroy the wicked, that he wouldn't destroy the godly with the ungodly, he sent two messengers to Lot to warn him to escape with his family before all this took place. And so Lot found himself in lockdown overnight, with just his close family and the two angelic visitors. The decision had to be made right now, either to go with God's people on the one hand, or to remain in the city and share its fate. No more delay. The destruction of the wicked would have to take place whether he chose to leave or to stay. In the morning, lockdown was over. Lot and his wife and two daughters fled Sodom with the help of the two heavenly visitors. And not a moment too soon, because the skies turned dark and volcanic ash started to fall. And the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were turned to smouldering rubble. But thanks to God and the prayers of his uncle Abraham, Lot and his two daughters were able to start a new life. Life under lockdown was not comfortable for Lot, but it was a God-given opportunity to focus on the things that mattered and make a life-saving choice to go with God and to leave the way of life behind. A prayer for us in lockdown. Lord Jesus, you told us in Luke that as it was in the days of Lot, so it'll be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. Help us, Lord, to be ready and to serve you with undivided loyalty, whatever the cost may be. Amen.